Listening, Unit 9, page 114. B.
I left college in 2007, but it wasn't until 2 years later, in 2009, that I landed my first real job. I got off to a good start and had only been there for a year when I was promoted to head of sales. This was a highly responsible position where you have to be able to communicate effectively with other departments and clients, as well as have the courage to take decisions without consulting others when necessary. I enjoyed this aspect of it and the constant contact with others. I could never have worked in the editorial department where so much time is spent on intricate detail. I'm just not patient enough for that sort of job, I guess. But the hardest part about the job came when I was responsible for nominating employees for redundancy. The company hadn't been doing well for 3 years, so they had to reduce the workforce. In many ways, I think it's easier to sack someone because he or she has done something wrong and has been responsible for getting the sack. But it's a different matter with redundancies. Anyway, I was lucky because a month after redundancies were announced, a competitor approached me and said they had a vacancy and was I interested? I jumped at the chance. It was even more convenient because it was on the outskirts of town, a short bus ride away from my neighbourhood. Previously, I had to commute all the way into the town centre. But what made a very good impression on me was that when I arrived for the interview, the owner showed me round and introduced me to all my potential new colleagues. He even introduced me as their next line manager.
1. When did the man graduate? 2. What qualities did the man not require for his previous job? 3. Why did the man leave his previous job? 4. Where is the man's new job?